Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
I am finally in a relationship where I can actually say that I can be 100% authentic in it and I'm not nervous about it, right? Now, I don't think this has anything to do with the women that I was dating. I really do think I'm just at a different life cycle now and I found the right woman. So this is the very first time where I can be my authentic self. And yet I find myself still maybe not being 100% truthful for her in one area. I've hidden how competitive I truly am, and I have made sure that because I didn't think she was as competitive as I am, that it would seem to be like a turnoff, so I've hid it from her, right? I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, we were at that Putt Shack place I was telling you guys about in Dunwoody. It's like this new miniature golf place, but it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. They have one in West Midtown, Midtown too, across from Cooks and Soldiers.
It's really great.
So fun.
Bar, restaurant. You don't have to keep score because the little golf ball keeps score by itself, right? All right. So we're just doing miniature golf on a date night, and she came up with the idea at the last minute. I'm like, sure, let's go ahead. Well, she takes the lead in the first couple of holes in the first round, and I could feel my competitive juices starting to flow a little bit on a very superficial, it shouldn't matter. It's a date night, man.
It's putt-putt.
It's putt-putt. So I did make some notes as what I said to her on some of the holes as opposed to what I was thinking on some of the holes. All right, so she made some hole-in-one, some amazing shot, and it was like the first or second hole. It was really impressive what she did. And I think I said something, I was being very supportive, like, oh my God, what a shot, good on you. And what I was thinking was, there is no way she makes that shot ever, ever, ever again, all right, because it was just way too hard. Second one. Because it really was such a freaking lucky shot now I think about it. She lined up behind some random obstacle where you've got a moving disc on the right and a moving disc on the left and they're crossing each other. So you have to hit the ball in between the two and time it just right. Mm-hmm. And
you gotta thread the needle, baby.
Yeah. She said, this is an impossible shot. And I'm like, no, I think there's this small window that you can get it through for sure. Right. But what I was thinking is there's no way, man. And I'm going to pick up a shot on this hole. And she did miss. and then I was winning pretty substantially in the second game. And she was a little deflated by it, by like, I don't know, hole eight or whatever. And she's like, there's no way I can win this one. And I'm like, nope, mathematically, you're still in it. But what I was thinking is you're dead.
I got it.
I got you. Right. Uh-huh. So. I'm like, there's absolutely no way, right? So that was that night, and I was holding a little bit of guilt about it, right? Just because, look, it's putt-putt. At the end of the day, who cares who wins, who loses, right?
But it's like self-imposed guilt because you never said any of these things out loud.
No.
Like, you were front-facing.
Yes.
I'm supportive. Oh, sorry you missed that shot. Great hole in one. But your internal, like, your inner dialogue was being the competitive D-bag, so that's why you were harboring guilt.
Right. And I didn't want to show her that I'm that competitive because it's ugly. It's just ugly in there.
I see nothing wrong with this. I think this kind of competition in a relationship is healthy.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to add the fact that, like, sometimes it's okay to show that, but it's one of those things that I think women will never forget. So my mom and my dad, when they first started dating, she always talks about, like, the second or third date that she went on. And my dad's a big golfer. Like, he takes golfing very seriously. And she always brings up every now and then when I'll complain about a guy that I'm dating. She's like, well, your father, like, when we were playing putt-putt, he started huffing and puffing when he started losing at putt-putt because he was so competitive. So this is the kind of thing that, like, it's better to keep to yourself because it's the thing that women will never forget.
Well, I thought that there was an imbalance in the competitiveness, so I haven't been saying anything. But then the other night, we come home from I can't remember where we were at, right? But we get inside the house and there's no Asa. We've got a night to ourselves, and she says something very un-Amanda-like, and I do not know where this came from because this is not her at all. But she goes, you know what would be fun? And I'm like, what? She goes, strip trivia. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, strip trivia. You want to play around to strip trivia? And I'm like, of course.
Yeah. There's no losing in there.
Right. There's no losing here, man. Yeah. So I think at the time I had shorts, my underwear obviously on, and a t-shirt. And we're at home, so I don't even have shoes or socks on at that point. So I say, okay, sounds great to me. And she's got the same thing on. I think she had jeans on, a t-shirt. That's pretty fair. So I'm like, let me go let Franny out, our dog. And then when I come back, game on, right? So I let Franny out. I come back, and I'm getting ready to play. She's not in the room anywhere. And I'm like, yo, strip trivia? Strip trivia. She comes out of the closet. She has a skull cap on. She has a parka, like a heavy, heavy jacket on.
Yeah, I love her. Right?
She's got a hoodie on underneath that. She's got long pants now on. Also, I think sweats over the long pants. She's got gloves on, winter gloves on.
I love this.
And shoes and socks as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got it from head to toe. So I'm going to have to hit like 15 in a row. And I'm just in a t-shirt and shorts, right? But either way, it's a win-win all the way around. Have you guys ever watched Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a minute, though.
So yeah. Slumdog Millionaire is this guy that goes on, like, basically, do you want to be a millionaire? And every question that comes in front of him, due to his life experience, he somehow, some way conjures up during this game and ends up winning $1 million with the most random stuff, right? Well, I must have been so focused that the same thing happened to me.
You're just hitting them left and right?
Hitting them left and right. So it's, how many stomachs do an octopus have? Immediately, I know 3. She's like, what? It was right. Okay. Skull cap comes off. But she's feeling really good about herself because she has 13 more items to go. And later, I have 4, right? So, she hits me with, what does a single dot in Morse code mean? And I'm like, oh, that's easy. That's an E. And she's like, how the hell do you know that? And it was.
Parker comes off,
right? Every single one that was coming across these random trivia questions, I was nailing left and right because I think the motivation was very high for me. What year did the Berlin Wall come down? I immediately say, I think it's 1989. Nailed it! Another piece of clothing comes off, right? And so she's losing and losing and losing, and I'm winning and winning and winning. Then the last one, I think, was, what is the country that has the least amount of shoreline that is not landlocked? And I knew it immediately. Do you guys know it?
No.
Say the question again.
What is the country that has the least amount of shoreline that is not landlocked?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Like, this is driving Cassie crazy because she's so smart.
No, I don't know.
Don't know. I knew immediately. Monaco. All right. So she's almost out of clothes now. She starts taking earrings out. I'm like, oh.
She hustling you.
So at that point, I knew, like, okay, she's as competitive as I am. So there is no reason to hide it whatsoever anymore.
Let your competitive flag fly.
And I will. And I absolutely. Are you like that with
absolutely.
Your girl?
Absolutely. We compete every day, even in a steps competition. Like, we'll find any reason to compete.
Do you remember the great bowling incident of whatever 20 whatever it was, and it came down to Bart and I? It was a Burt Show bonding, and we all went bowling together.
I don't remember.
And it ended up being between my husband and I, and it got so I did not speak to him on the way home because he won and got the trophy.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.